I'm sure you've heard by now, the cicadas are coming, by the billions. Triggered by warming ground temperatures, the nymphs crawl out of their underground homes and into trees and other vegetation. Then they'll shed their exoskeletons and spread their newly developed translucent wings. A little later, the males will sing, or yell, for a mate. The sound can get as loud as a rock concert. Periodical cicadas that emerge in the same years are called broods. This one is Brood 10. It was first reported in 1715 Philadelphia, and the cicadas have emerged from their underground bunkers every 17 years since. This year, they're expected in parts of 15 states, including Pennsylvania and Ohio. Scientists have been mapping cicadas for over a century, and thanks to an app, the public can now help. For the Allegheny Front, Andy Cubis has more.
Look how many there are on the grass, Mom!
Catherine Riley and her 10-year-old daughter Madeline are on a safari, a cicada safari.
Can you believe that there used to be a city under us of them?
A cicada city under
yes.
our feet? That's crazy!
In the last couple of weeks, cicadas have started to emerge in Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and the Washington, D.C. area. Catherine and Madeline are in Crofton, Maryland.
I was out there on my lunch break today, and I just got real quiet, and the grass was rustling. It was eerie and awesome at the same time. Look how many are in the garden.
50!
At least.
Yeah.
The mother-daughter citizen scientist duo began taking pictures of the cicadas in their garden. Next, they'll upload them to a free app called Cicada Safari.
I mainly take some of the photos, but my mom does more of the getting in closer to the cicadas.
The photos Catherine and Madeline upload to the app are linked to their location via GPS, and the information is helping researchers track the emergence of Brood 10. Dr. Jean Kritsky is the dean of the School of Behavioral and Natural Sciences at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati, and he's the creator of Cicada Safari.
To really blow our minds, last night our 100,000th download occurred.
Kritsky says they're adding about 3,000 new users a day, and this week they're averaging 6,000 photographs uploaded every day.
Every one of these photographs is actually reviewed by human eyes. I've got 17 people helping me. Once verified, it goes on a live map. You can see your photograph, but you also see where they're coming out elsewhere.
Kritsky sees himself as part of a long lineage of scientists using the latest technology to track broods.
Back in the 1840s, a man by the name of Gideon B. Smith crowdsourced cicada records. And he did that by writing newspapers saying, "Dear sir, I expect this locust," which is what they call it those days, to emerge in your part of the country. I would appreciate if your readers would send me word if they see them in their vicinity. So I feel like I'm the next step in the technology. And, postcards were sent out in 1902. I did that, had an answering machine in 1987, emails in 2004. Now it's the phone app.
This year, Kritsky and his team added a new feature, video.
And so you hear a tree that's just screaming, and from the sound that comes with the video, we can identify the species.
This morning, I could actually hear them in my house. They're definitely letting their presence be known.
In North Georgia, where the first of the Brood 10 was spotted, Cicada Safari user Valerie Shadburn has recorded their distinctive singing from her woodsy backyard.
There was one that I thought was really neat coming out of the exoskeleton. I was like, oh, wow, this is super cool. So I've kind of just nerded out, I guess, but it's been fun. Yeah.
Shadburn is also ranked pretty high in the Cicada Safari's leaderboard.
I'm in the top 10, last I looked.
Not bad out of 100,000 users.
You know, when I saw they were keeping score, I'm like, oh yeah, I could run with this.
Cicadas do not sting or bite, and they don't carry diseases. Pesticides don't work on them. And Kritsky would like to remind everyone that they are not pests and do not need to be killed. So what good are they? He gets this question a lot.
Periodical cicadas do a lot of good for the eastern deciduous forest. For example, while they're underground for those 17 years, they turn over soil. When they emerge from the ground, they create these holes, and that's like a natural aeration of the soil. When the adults come out in big numbers, that's a food pulse. When they die, all those carcasses collect at the base of the trees. Those nutrients from their carcasses go back in the soil around the trees where the body's collected. it's not something that the forest needs every year. This is once every 17 years. But every 17 years, that can have a benefit.
I would have never known what grass sounded like being moved by an army of cicadas unless I had gotten out there with this app.
Again, Catherine Riley.
We're not going to get an experience like this for another 17 years. I'd rather be out there and be a part of it and have those memories.
So depending on your style, grab your earplugs or grab your phone and head out on your own cicada safari. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kubis.
Periodical cicadas emerge when the soil reaches 64 degrees and the weather's been warm and rainy. Kritsky says there won't be many in the Pittsburgh area. For huge numbers, you'll have to travel to the southeastern part of the state. There's a link to Cicada Safari at AlleghenyFront.org.